Good afternoon. I was sitting here thinking that in some ways the rain makes my heart sing. Living here in the Bay Area makes me happy. Maybe we don't need metta practice, we just need rain practice. Maybe some of you have noticed down in the gratitude hut, there's a photo of Mahagosananda and the Dalai Lama, these two highly revered Buddhist monks bowing to each other, really deep bows. Some of you may know Mahagosananda or of him. It's known as, kind of as a shortcut, as the Gandhi of Cambodia. Nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize and was the represented Cambodia for the United Nations as Cambodia was rebuilding itself after the communist rule. It's really beautiful to see these two highly esteemed people to be bowing to each other so deeply, but something that touched me even more, I heard this, I don't know if it's true. This photograph was taken at Spirit Rock. These two wonderful monastics were here, where we are. And at that time, Mahagosananda was Alzheimer-y and wasn't quite clear always where he needed to go or what needed to be done. But he was just exuding warmth, this type of love, this care, even amidst his confusion or not knowing. And I thought, that's a life well lived, if even in the midst of your confusion, everything else is leaving you. What's left is this warmth. So loving kindness practice, metta practice, is a way in which we can cultivate and develop this warmth, this care. But it is a cultivation practice. It starts with something that we all have. All of us have this warmth in our heart in some occasions, some settings. And we're providing the opportunities, we're creating the conditions in which it can grow. We don't have to manufacture, create, engineer, manipulate, make it happen. We're just creating the conditions in which something that is inside of us can blossom. We're just creating the conditions, which means it might not happen. We're doing loving kindness practice, but while we're doing it, we're secretly saying, I hate metta, right? This practice. I've been teaching loving kindness regularly for years, and I hear this a lot about non-metta commonly arises. But I also hear that even though during the meditation it might feel dry, mechanical, and maybe pointless. But then they discover that when somebody in front of the line of them is taking too long, just spontaneously is, oh, may you be happy. instead of before there might have been some irritation. Or so it's a fascinating practice that even though we might not have any particular experiences when we're practicing, it doesn't mean that we're not cultivating, we're not practicing with loving kindness. So in this way, it can be really helpful to not focus on outcomes, particular experiences that we're expecting to have, but instead to focus on intentions. Because outcomes are inherently uncertain, right? If we could control our outcomes, there would be no need for a 1 month long retreat. We would just control and make everything the way we wanted. So recognizing, part of the practice is, could be recognizing that how our intentions are floating around with thoughts, emotions, perceptions, experiences, and they all feed each other. And we might, for example, have a habit of believing that we are unlovable in some way or incapable of loving others. And this colors our perceptions. And we find ourselves collecting data to support this habitual view. That person didn't respond to me in the way that I expected. Further proof that they don't like me. And then we adjust our behavior thinking that they don't like us, and we show up with maybe a little bit less warmth the next time. They experience a little bit less warmth, and so they interact with us in maybe a little bit different way. And so in this way, we can reinforce this emotion or this feeling or this idea of inadequacy, not enough love, not being able to love. So all these things feed each other: thoughts, emotions, intentions, behaviors, actions, perceptions, habits, and the whole thing can kind of get solidified into this view, this idea about ourselves and the world. And so loving kindness practice is a way, an opportunity in which we can introduce something new into this ecosystem of thoughts, perceptions, ideas, behaviors, emotions that all get solidified. We can introduce something new, interrupt this solidification process, interrupt this way in which we might have these habits that have this momentum to unfold. Metta practice can be extraordinarily powerful. And it is a practice. They've even done some scientific studies about how it's easier to do mindfulness than loving kindness for most people in the beginning. But then with practice, the loving kindness kind of softens the heart, softens the barriers, and there's a way in which some opening happens. And with that opening, there's more ease. And things in your life start to unfold differently. And recently I was stumbled upon an interview with Sharon Salzberg, who many of you probably know, championed loving kindness and brought it to the West, kind of wrote the seminal work, in my view, on loving kindness. What I didn't know before was that she had practiced almost exclusively, intensively, for 6 years with loving kindness practice before she felt like she had a surreal understanding. So for some people, loving kindness practice is absolutely their way in to this feeling of openness and ease. For some other people, it's not the way in, and they feel like it needs to be cultivated and developed. It's perfectly fine. If this is something that's not unfolding in a way that you're expecting, if the outcomes during the sit aren't how you're expecting, anticipating, and maybe I'll say that it's unlikely that everybody is precisely ready for new instructions at 2:15 in an afternoon, 4 days a week, right? So the teachers were teaching in a particular way, but it doesn't mean that this is exactly how it should be unfolding for you. So use your wisdom. Feel your way into, does this feel like this is something that's just not helpful for me right now? Maybe you can do some some mindfulness practice. Or is this something that feels like there could be something there, feels worthwhile? If it's causing a lot of anger or hatred that just feels like too much, please, by all means, do some loving kindness. I'm sorry, I keep on saying this. Doing some mindfulness practice, exactly how Anushka talked about it this morning. If there's some recurring thoughts, you can feel into the body. Bhante talked about if there's some pain, we could also say emotional pain. Maybe feel into the body, maybe with the elements. So an invitation to navigate this in a way that makes sense for you. And then the last thing I'll say is, loving kindness has what maybe distinguishes metta from just this regular word, love, is this quality of boundlessness and unconditionality. That's the direction we're going. But we don't start there. We start with where we are, exactly like we do with mindfulness. So we start where it's easy. I'm often starting with kittens. Just, I don't know why, I just can't help it. When I see kittens, there's always a, oh. Maybe some people have an individual for them that their heart kind of, there's a little bit of uplift. There's something kind of sweet about the turkeys here. I just find them endearing. And to help us with this, kind of going towards this direction of boundlessness and conditionality, we're going to expand the categories today. But it doesn't mean that you have to be on this particular schedule. If you feel like just staying with the easy being, by all means, stay with the easy being. Greg is doing this lovely chant in the evening. He did this lovely chant in the Brahma Vihara Sit, number of days ago, if that feels like it's nourishing and supportive, you can do that silently in your mind. We're starting where it's easy, planting seeds, creating the conditions in which some loving kindness can arise. If it doesn't arise during this meditation, it's perfectly fine. So we'll be expanding to a dear friend today. Somebody that we care about, that we have a relationship with, and we have a history with. And because we have a history, maybe there's been some little rough patches, that thing that they do that's a little bit irritating sometimes. Or that one time they said that thing that hurt your feelings. So certainly not the most difficult person. Just a friend that you care about, but maybe there's a little bit of rough patches. And it's not required. You don't have to be expanding the categories. Use your wisdom. Okay, so if you haven't already, to get into a comfortable posture. And bringing to mind a lovable being. Someone, some being for whom it's easy, uncomplicated to have warmth, care, respect, gratitude, warm-heartedness. Choose whichever word resonates for you. Bring them to mind, or otherwise have a felt sense of this lovable being. It might be that there's a bodily experience associated with any warm-heartedness that arises with this lovable being. Perfectly fine if it's not there. But if it is, if there's maybe a sense of vibration or tingling or openness or spaciousness in the chest, in the belly, wherever. If there is something, we can just be sensitive to, tune into that experience and allow it to get as big as it would like. The key here is allowing, not making or forcing. Connecting with the lovable being. The visual image does not need to be clear, high definition. It lovable being might be yourself. And then to support our intention to cultivate loving kindness, we can say these phrases. And it can be a support to be sensitive to, tune into the phrases and see how they resonate in the body. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. maybe reconnecting with the lovable being, if that feels supportive. If it feels a little bit clunky or burdensome, these phrases, you can experiment with just using the last word. Happy. Healthy. Safe. Live with ease. And then, if you feel ready to expand the loving kindness, make the sphere, the circle bigger, to include yourself. If you weren't the lovable being, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. It might be that it feels like it would be more nourishing, more supportive to stay with the lovable being and just stay there. It's perfectly fine. We're cultivating the intention of loving kindness. We're creating the conditions in which loving kindness might arise. Can we soften our expectations for what precisely should be happening? And it turns out that is an act of kindness. And when you're ready, to continue expanding the circle, the sphere of loving kindness to include a good friend. This might be a partner, a family member, somebody with whom you have a relationship. There's no question that you care about them, but also recognizing that it's a relationship with a fullness of reactions, responses. Bringing this person to mind. Connecting with them, maybe visually. With an image. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. part of the power of this practice is that we're disrupting patterns and habits. And we can learn to trust the metta more than the negativity. So wishing you all a wonderful rainy day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.